Look, I was disappointed for myself, for the members of Fine Gael in the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, but also the people of the constituency, and I felt I had a very, very good case. But look, that's it. I have been offered the Lascancola in 2.5 years' time, which is a very prestigious role. But again, I put in a very, very strong case, and there's only so many to go around, and I wish all the junior minister holders, including my own colleague, Marion Harkin, every success. And look, I have worked on the ground. That's what I do well. I get on very well with all ministers and the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste and many, many more. And my role is to deliver for the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal. And that's what I'll continue to do. And that's what I've always done. And also, you know, I'm part of a government that I hope provides stability for the next 5 years. And that's what it's all about. We need stability in these very, very difficult times. Geopolitical issues are coming up with the United States and with Russia and with China and the United Kingdom and many more. And I'm very, very proud and honoured to play my role in a very, very important job.
You are one of the most experienced politicians in the Fine Gael party. You have served as Minister for State in the past as well. Now, when you look at the experience that you have, and unfortunately your term at the Department of Health when you were a junior minister coincided with COVID, have you really had an opportunity to show what you could do in such a role?
Well, you know, without blowing my own trumpet, I know from a lot of the NGOs and stakeholders and in the Department of Health, they reckon I was probably the best minister for the health and also national drug strategy. But that's it. I listened to what people said. I got extra funding for by getting on with other ministers and the senior minister. And that's what you do in government. And that's some stuff that you will never see. But look, it's a great honour. It's a great honour to be elected by the people of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. And, you know, who knows what will happen in the weeks and months. Politics is like life. It's an unknown journey. And I'm really up for it. And I'm really honoured and confident of what will happen in the future.
Now, I know the position of Lasca here, looked, as you mentioned, is a very prestigious one. However, you topped the poll in the Sligo Leitrim constituency. You ran as a single candidate for Fine Gael in the Sligo Leitrim constituency again. A lot of people would have voted for you and would have expected that if elected, bearing in mind your experience, you would have secured such a position. So do you feel disappointed for the constituents?
Well, I said that, you know, and life gets in the way of best laid plans. And again, the one thing I do is I work with everybody. And we have four excellent TDs in Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, Eamon Scanlon, Martin Kenny and Marion Harkin, who is a minister. And we have great councillors from all sides and all parties. And I'm looking forward to working with everybody to get what's best for Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, but the West and North West. And, you know, those issues which I've already laid down on the line, and I've told the minister, I said, if there's any ministers come, or I told the Tánaiste, if there's any ministers coming down to my area, they better be coming with goodies, because, you know, there's a lot of things we need to be delivered. We need housing, we need health in the hospital. We have the surgical hub, which will happen in Sligo. We also have the N17, the N4, the railway lines, and many, many more. And by God, they better be coming down with their, not with their hands in their pockets, but with plenty of goodies for this constituency, because I will be a very, very strong Fine Gael backbencher to ensure that that all these people will deliver.
How was the news broken to you, and what was the conversation like with Simon Harris, your party leader?
It was robust, and I have huge respect for Simon Harris. He's a difficult job, the same as Micheál Martin and many, many who have difficult jobs, and there's only so many jobs to go around. But I did have a very robust discussion, but we were very, very good friends. I respect Simon Harris. I admire the job he does. And I think he does the same for me. And I'm really honoured to have been nominated to be the last Kinkora in 2 years and 9 months. And however, in the meantime, who knows what role I will get. But I've told him that should anybody fall ill or anything like that, I intend to be first sub and position as a junior minister or whatever else for the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal.
Final question to you on this. How much of a factor do you feel gender balance was in you being overlooked on this occasion?
Well, look, we have a difficulty in politics, trying to get more females into politics. And I was, for the local elections, we in many areas, we approached so many females. And it is very, very difficult. And for so many women, very, very difficult, because there is a kind of sense that politics is a dirty word, or that it's very nasty. And you try to explain that it may be on social media, but on the ground, it's not so bad. And we do need more women in politics. And, you know, we did, in Vinegale, we have gender quotas, the same as other parties. And we did everything we could to get people elected. And on this occasion, you know, we have really, really brilliant young females and not so young females and women in the parliamentary party. And they were awarded, and they deserve to be awarded. And I have no problems stepping down, certainly for women, but also for people who have great talent, and that's what it's about.